6:37 PM, we'll call the meeting to order and we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Usually there's a flag out here, but you have one. Pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one
nation, under God,
indivisible,
all
right. We'll do the roll call. I guess I'll do it.
Yeah, no, Rick Bartholomew.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, here.
John Kowarik. Sam Palastro.
Here.
Earl Robinson.
Yeah. Here.
Anthony Staffieri. We'll say that's a here once he unmutes.
You got to turn your mute off when you want to talk. Bottom left.
That or just press the space bar.
Oh, that works too.
I'll continue on. Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bowers. And we'll note that Tony Staffieri is here, but having audio difficulties.
All right.
I'm Brian Calvert's here too. I can't see anybody. I just got a screen here with everybody's name, so I don't know where to go from here.
All right. Well, you're the only thing on the agenda. I'm going to read what it says, and then you can present what you want to do and why you think you should be able to. All right. The applicant is Bryant Calvert of Calco, Caroline Street.
Here.
300 Roosevelt Drive, Derby, Connecticut. Location of affected premises is the same. It says you're appealing section 195-87E of the Derby zoning regulations for reconstruction of a pre-existing house in a B2 zone, as the zone does not allow for residential buildings. Okay, we got the application. Hopefully everybody printed it. It was online. And then there's the drawings. So we have all that. If you reference it or if you show it, we can see it. But I don't know why you can't see us. But
that's strange. It was just for me to talk?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. What it is, as you know, we've invested a lot of money in our building downtown to make it look good for Derby and for us, of course. So when we purchased this house came with the property. It was originally a restaurant. So we destroyed that and put our beautiful building up. Now this building next door was a residence. When we purchased it, there was somebody actually living there, I think. So, but anyway, they moved out and it's just been vacant ever since and getting older and older. We just want to go into it and refurbish it so it looks good, so that, you know, it doesn't detract from our building. And that's basically, we're willing to spend the money to make it look good for Derby. There's really nothing in it for us. Actually, there's a big expense in it for us, but we're not going to rent it. We're not necessarily going to do anything like that with it. We may use it as a Calvert Safe and Lock, you know, meeting place or something. But other than that, we just want to make it look good. And our building fellow is Nick Bahoon. He's a building inspector, sometimes for Derby. And he built our building, and we've got great confidence in him that he'll revitalize this building. And it'll be pretty much exactly the same as what it is there. And except there won't be anybody living in there. And it'll look good, I think. You'll be pleased with it. Nick has just drawn up a pencil drawing of it. And we think it looks good, and we're willing to invest to make it look good. The alternative to that, I suppose, is just to let it fall apart. And we can't really live with that. So is there any other questions you might have for me, or did I not, you know, say the right things here?
Well, I have questions. I don't know if anybody else does, but so this is a one family house now?
It was, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And this drawing, is this a two family house?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, actually what it was, we gave that to Nick to say, this is kind of what we want to look like. And it was the only picture we had at that point. He has a drawing of just a single, it actually redrew it exactly the same as what it is now. It'll be exactly the same as what it is there now, with the two balconies there, you know, with the underneath and the balcony. And that's it. There's not really going to be no two families there, no two buildings. He used that as, I don't know why we gave it to him, because that was online. And we said, listen, we want something to look like this with the pointed roof and the front, but it had two there. No, it's not going to be like that.
So do we have a drawing of where, well, I have this where the building is, but we don't know what the building is going to look like then, if it's not going to be this, because this has definitely got two garages, two entry doors, and the.
Well, look, can you see this?
A little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't see you. So
now,
I'm holding this up. This is what it's going to look like. You know, it's just a basement, and then it's and then a room above it. That's pretty much it.
How many stories?
Yeah, because we're in this flood zone, we've got to put all of our equipment higher, so the rooms are set aside for that. It's going to be two stories.
Two stories with
it's
the garage.
It's going to be identical in height, a little bit higher than what we got there now, but it's identical in height, width, depth. Sorry,
I didn't say anything.
There is no garage underneath. We'll put in a couple of overhead garage doors down there for storage, but other than that, I'm all holding this. I don't know whether you can see it or bad. You don't know. See, Nick just gave me this week. He drew it, you know, with pencil drawn to say what his proposal is, and this is what it will look like.
All right,
it's
hard to see it. I mean, I can see that it's a couple of floors and it's got a roof on it, but other than that,
it's hard to see the whole thing.
Because I was going.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
How about this? This is what is there. This is what is there, and this it look almost identical to this. Can you see this one? It's colored and maybe a little bit better to see. This is a picture of what is there.
That was online. So if anybody
building
needs
it's it. There. And here is.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate that Nick, when he came up there, he bought the other double. It's not going to be anything like that. It's not going to be a double one. Why do you want half of it? Because it's just going to be a single place. It's not going to be a double place. It'll be almost identical with what I'm showing you here. And I think you have these pictures.
Yeah, we have those.
Is there any other thing that I can help you with there? Or do you want to see anything else?
Hey, Rick?
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
The square footage of the old house before it's to be is a new outline?
No, there's no, the square footage, it's going to be identical to what's there. We're using the same, basement and stuff.
It's the same footprint?
Yeah, it's almost identical footprint. What we could have done, and Nick is, a builder, and we could have just renovated that. But he said it's like putting lipstick on a pig. It's still going to be an old building in there, you know? So like our other building, it was a restaurant. He says, you can't break this. So he knocked down and put a new one on the same foundation. And that's what we're going to do here. We're not looking to invent anything new. We'll just redo basically what's there, except look lovely. I think it would enhance the whole area.
To me, when I first looked at this picture of new renovated, whatever we want to call it, it looks like a three units. Turned into more easy two units.
Yeah, no, I wish it had never took that. We gave Nick, we want to look like this, but not double, just one half of what you're looking at, if you've got that one that he bought up. Yeah, that was just for the looks of it. And how that got past him to show you the double, I don't know.
I would suggest you draw up new.
There is no.
What it could be instead of assuming.
Well, I've got that. What it is and what it isn't. I have it right. You can't
All I see is white paper. I don't see any lines on it on my computer.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunately, we don't have the real McCoy to look at.
Well, you know, Mr. Mayor, if you look at the picture I sent you, the colored picture, you're looking at it. All it is a really updated version of that. We're not reinventing anything here. It's going to be almost identical to it is going to be identical to what's there, because, you know,
I would say we would need an accurate.
This place and put new siding on it, and new, you know, everything. The irony of it is the house is, you know, if we could just, you know, bought it up to look modern, but that's not the point. You know, it's still got a dirt floor. It's just an old building. And we were just going to, you know, take it apart and put a new one there. It'd look identical.
Well, then we can pass it without an architectural drawing where we can see the setbacks and make sure that.
That's what I say.
It's got a 38-foot drive on one side, so there'll be no setback next door neighbor, and a 65 feet between that and our other building.
When you knock down a complete building down to nothing and you come back up, we got to make sure that it's conforming with today's setbacks. I don't know that house is not pre-existing non-conforming. And so we would need to see the new drawing, not just a rendered, but an architectural drawing to make sure that we're complying with everything. I don't think anybody on this board has an issue with what you're trying to do and how you're trying to do it. But we just can't pass something looking at a piece of paper we can barely see just on a rendering. That somebody can just draw up on a piece of paper.
No, I understand. We're not all in the same room. Yeah, I understand that. But you are familiar, I think, with Nick Bohun. This guy is a perfectionist. Yeah, we're not trying.
You have to submit.
Yeah, but the drawings need to be submitted.
That's proof.
And architecturally done. That's like proof. Got to have a stamp on it. I mean, there's liability on this.
Mr. Calvert. Brian?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is it your best bet maybe just to postpone it for next month? Where you can get a full drawing of it? Because I agree with the chairman, Sam, of course, Tony, that basically what we have here is, don't get us wrong, we see the pictures and all that, but we also have, like Sam and all of us see it, we have a plan of a drawing of the house that you're saying. Now, we can't see I'll be honest with you, I can't see the drawing that Mr. Bohun just gave us. But if you're willing just to just sort of postpone it, then resubmit it with the new documentations for next month. I think it would be to your best interest. And I don't know, does the board agree with me?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. We would have to vote against it because we would need the drawings.
Right. And not only that, your drawing would have to be on record. The drawing, it would be on, you know. Anybody else has anything to say?
No, I had another question. Well, we'll see what he wants to do. But how long has this building been empty? Not rented, nobody living there. You're on mute. You have to unmute the microphone there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the 4 year ever since we built our building. We've never used it. We're not in the rental business. So right. It, you know, we just let it, because we had enough trouble, enough expense to do our main building. Now after that, dust has settled, and now we just want to make it look good. I mean, we could, like I say, we live with it the way it is, but you live with it to have a, you know, ugly looking building there rather than it looks good to be sided and it look like really good. It's been a good investment in Derby, and everything we've done has been to the benefit of this town. And it's the same for me. If you're familiar with that, and I'm sure you must be, it's wonderful. And this just be the same. Code upon it and move on with our life.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, he's it's coming in.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right. Well, I didn't hear
you. Are you there?
Yeah, now we are. I couldn't hear you for a while. The sound was cutting out. And I asked about the how long it's been empty, because there's more. For non-conforming buildings, there's more regulations that we would have to consider as well. It's a non-conforming use, and if it's discontinued for 6 months or longer, it's deemed to be abandoned, and the non-conforming use shall not be resumed. So that's another thing. I'm glad Sarah's on. I want to make sure I'm not mistaken. And there's another thing, if it's not used within 18 months out of 3 years. Those are just some of the other issues that are going to come up, but we're going to need to see, like, this little picture I got with Freddie D'Amico's signature on it. It's like the lot drawing. I think this is the house here. I can make out some of the numbers, but we would need to see that it was going to be exactly the same. To see the dimensions of the house and the location. I know you're saying you're putting it in the same place, but if we don't have that, we can't approve anything.
Same thing. Come on, you know, guys, we're all living. I've been in this for 50 years.
I don't know if he's still talking.
It keeps on in progress. But like I say, we're all in the same thing here. I'm just doing something for the city. I always have done. Since I was down on Caroline, we're the only ones that's putting any money into the city in the last 25 years. And, you know, we're just looking for just to move on.
Nobody's questioned your intentions and what you've done and how well you're doing it. But we do have rules and regulations that we need to adhere to. For liability purposes. I mean, you're in front of the zoning board for a reason. Nobody's questioning that. But we do need to see the drawing. Without the drawing, we can't approve something that we can't see. You have to understand that.
I'm sorry. I was just drawn into this with the builder. I'm going to get him to take this and, you know, may turn it into something a little bit more
Yeah, with
you, put the dimensions on it. You can read with it.
Yeah, and then submit it, and Karen will put it online for us. And then it'll also
need we will need dimensions of the old building.
Yeah.
We would need dimensions of the old building and dimensions of the new building because it's got to sit in the same footprint.
Yeah, well, I'll have Nick deal with that. Like I say, the dimensions will be identical because we're using the same foundation. But, you know, I understand your position. I do. I'll have Nick.
It's not so much put in the same footprint. Just make sure that whatever he draws up are meeting with today's guidelines, that this is not a pre-existing non-conforming building. Yeah, so just make sure that the guidelines are met there. That's all. When he puts the drawing together.
Well, I don't understand what you just said.
The frontage is being met and honored. That's all.
No, I understand, and it will be that. So what we'll do then is I'll get him to draw something up and give. Am I going to pay another $150 for the next meeting or what?
No.
Okay.
Same application.
All right.
So.
It's the same application. We're just tabling it.
Well, no, I understand. I'll get more precise on this, you know, and give you more detail and stuff like that. I think you'll be pleased, and you know, I hope so. And we'll go from there.
All right, we're not going to table it, Sammy. He needs to.
I'm sorry.
Request that. Not here tonight, and here.
I apologize. Yeah, I used the wrong one.
That's all right. Mr. Calvert, you need to ask us to not hear this tonight and hear it at the next scheduled meeting, if that's your intention, then please. Mm-hmm. When we have the rest of the information we need, that's all.
Yeah. So you need me to ask you that?
Yes.
That's all.
Okay. Listen, I'm with you guys, whatever you want. You know, I'm just a locksmith. You talk about non-conforming and all the, I don't understand what you're talking about. So I'll have Nick deal with this. We'll write up a real good plan like we did with the other building. We got to do all this with that to come before you people. So, you know, we'll do the same thing. I can see that it's a little ambiguous as far as your committee goes, and I appreciate that. So, okay, we'll resubmit this or we'll do it, whatever it's called, and we'll pick you up next time.
All right, perfect.
What do you think?
That's
you're
fine.
Not mad at me, you guys, are you?
No. Just that's all. It just is a different time where to table it. That's all. So if you requested it, that's fine. We'll hear it at the next meeting with the rest of the information. I'm sure Nick's going to know exactly what we're talking about.
I'm sure he will. And I appreciate your input. And I thank you. I've never met a lot of you guys, but I thank you for everything you do in the city. There's nothing better than a volunteer. I know that. So God bless you guys. And do I deal with Sarah Carey? Who do I deal with here?
I will organize, I'll set up a call with Nick so we can talk about this and get it all squared away. I've been taking notes of what needs to be fixed for the application.
Oh, Karen, you'll deal with Nick? Thank you so much. I'll deal with him, of course, but thank you so much.
I'll make sure we're all on the same page before this gets submitted again.
Okay. All right. So now do I get paperwork back from you on this or what'll happen?
Nothing yet. Nope, you won't get anything because we're not going to take any action on the application because you're going to withdraw it and have it at the next meeting. So there's no paperwork from us. We just need more detailed information from you regarding the new building, the placement, the dimensions, the old building dimensions, just so we know exactly what we're...
Yeah,
if we're going to approve it, we need to know exactly what is going where. So.
No, I understand that. And I think, you know, I can live with that and we'll deal with it. That's why we have buildings, guys. He'll deal with all of that.
All right.
So I'm sorry to keep you up so late.
don't worry about it.
Well, maybe next time we'll meet in person. I don't know. What do you think? Is this always going to be Zooms or what?
It's going to be for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Okay, guys.
All right. Girls. Thank you. Now, that's all that we needed. Then now for the public portion for the application, I'm not going to open that because we're not hearing the application. Is that correct, Sammy?
Yes.
All right. So there's no action. And that's all there is. The only thing I'll need then is number 7.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Tony.
I'll second it.
Second by Jeffrey. You guys have a good evening and meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Oh, all in favor.
Anybody have a meeting?
Aye. Aye.
There it is. Aye. Okay. All right. Now the meeting's adjourned at
guys, 7 o'clock. Good holiday.
Are you too, Sam?
You too.
See you too, Jeffrey.
Take care, everybody.
All right.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Mark, we're all done.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
See you here.
Please?
Yeah.